Andy Downs, thanks so much for taking time to chat with me today.
Well, I'd like to say it's my pleasure, but obviously it's a tragic reason for us to be talking.
Absolutely. You know, we've been watching some of these events unfold at the U.S. Capitol. Security has been breached and buildings are under lockdown. And as someone who has studied politics for, you know, virtually your whole life, what was your initial reaction when this started happening?
You know, I think for a lot, like a lot of people, I assumed some folks actually would go to the Capitol. I mean, there was a rally there this morning. The president pretty much encouraged them to go. We as a people are more than happy to get together and to express our opinions. And why wouldn't we expect some folks to go to the Capitol and to express their position on the issues? That should not have surprised anybody. For me, the first images were when I began to get a little bit worried, because these were not people who were just stopping at the normal security barriers. They were walking up to the Capitol building. It didn't take long for them to have a large mass of people trying to get into the Capitol building. So it very quickly went from something that I think a lot of us would expect to see to something that I think most of us would imagine never could have been.
Is there any kind of precedent to this?
You know, you think about this summer and all of the protests that happened, most of them obviously peaceful, but some that did get violent. We did not see anything like this. And because the Capitol security and others took a rather passive approach initially, there will now be some great difficulty in trying to get people removed from the building. We don't see these sorts of things. Think about the Red for Ed gatherings down in Indianapolis from last session. Think about basically every sort of gathering that we see. Rarely does it become something like this that is unbelievably shocking.
And as journalists and as scholars, we know that language and word choice matters. We're seeing people call these people protesters, rioters. Some people are even calling it terrorism. But just from what we're seeing right now, how would you define this?
It's interesting. The language that is being used is quickly moving to coup, terrorist, traitor. Those sorts of things are coming up much, much faster or much more frequently than we might have expected them to. If you've been watching, for example, Fox or Newsmax or others like that, there have been plenty of people there who very quickly said, this is not the way we're supposed to do this. So these actions are being condemned pretty much from the right and the left. We've heard from a couple of legislators, Republican legislators, who, for example, have said this should end the objections right now, because this is an attempt to take over the country. The objections should end at this moment. When we get back into session, we should take care of this in very fast order. But this is unprecedented, as we have said before. The language is very quickly becoming much more accurate, I would argue, in describing what's happening than we might have expected it to, because we are seeing both the left and right use that sort of language.
We know it's a rapidly evolving and changing situation, but what do you think the outcome of this might be? How might our world be different after the events at the Capitol today?
We're definitely going to be living in a different era. You know, we've already heard from some folks overseas who have said, if this were happening in our country, you would be condemning us. We have heard people say they would never expect to see this in the United States. And at the same time, we have to remember this is happening in real time. So, for example, the people who saw footage of the initial individuals walking to the chamber floors, in some respects, they looked like a tourist group walking through the chamber. You know, they weren't carrying guns. They weren't rattling sabers and stomping. They were just processing like you would expect folks to. So you can sort of understand if there was, say, a Capitol guard standing inside the building who just happened to see some people walking in, might be thinking that this is unusual, but not something that's out of the, you know, realm of possibilities. So when these things happen in real time, for us to get a more accurate understanding or to have the language shift as quickly as it did is, I think, very, very interesting. And I think it's also indicative of the fact that we already knew we were in a different era because of the pandemic, because of the rhetoric that's been used for quite some time now and the obvious partisanship that exists in the world right now. I think we have an opportunity here, and that's the question for me. Will we take the opportunity? The opportunity is to actually realize there are things that unite us. There are things we can do together. And instead of having constant gridlock, actually having elected officials who are trying to get things done on which they agree and then not do things they don't agree on. That's the way this has worked for a long time. Maybe this is going to be the thing that pushes us back into cooperation. Unfortunately, it also may be the thing that just drives us further apart.